somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know, I need someone.
You're amazing.
I'm really taking that as seriously as I should, because it's that time of the morning when we help you. No problem too big or too small. And this morning, we head over to Finsbury Park and say good morning to Ollie, who joins us live. Morning, Ollie.
Morning, morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good morning to you, Ollie.
Is it a dark and wet morning in Finsbury Park this morning?
It's dark. It's wet.
Okay.
It's awful.
Okay. Well, listen, Ollie, we're here to help you. I understand that you have a particular problem that is, well, tell us more.
I've got a bit of a dilemma. Basically, I broke my phone recently, and it's away kind of being fixed at the moment. And my mother-in-law, bless her, she kindly lent me an old one that belongs to my father-in-law, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So I turned it on and you know, started to use it. And as you do, you kind of have a look around. And I had a look around, and I found some old kind of text messages on there from a few weeks ago. From this woman, and she's called Helen.
Right.
And I don't know, I get the impression that there might be something going on.
How do
the texts, why are they, what do they say?
Well, hang on, I'll find an example now. Hang on, give me a second. Right.
Okay. Ollie, who is Helen?
Helen is, I don't know. I've got no idea. Okay. I guess I don't. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Can you read out one of the text messages? Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. So there's one here, and this is from a couple of weeks ago, and it says I'm alone tonight. Come over at 7.
No.
Could
this be innocent?
Could Helen possibly work for, I don't know, some kind of maybe maintenance company of some sort?
Yeah.
Coming over to fix
something? Why alone
tonight? Coming over at 7?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what they say, they do it between 12 and 7, and they'll always come at 7. Right?
Well, I don't know.
Is that the only text you found? Or is, I mean, because that's quite a...
No, there are a few. I mean, there are quite a few. There are 3 or 4, at least.
All right, listen, this is... Clearly, this could have some quite serious consequences, Ollie, so I think it's important that we just think logically about what this could be.
Who have you told?
Well, I haven't.
You haven't told your wife, have you?
I haven't told my wife. No, I mean I think that would be a big escalation.
So,
the other thing, right? It's their 40th wedding anniversary as well coming up. So I'm just really conscious. I don't want to upset anyone.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay. That is quite awkward.
Well, let us know what you think Ollie should do. He doesn't want to upset anyone. Should he tell his wife? Mm-hmm.
Should he speak to his father-in-law, maybe?
Should he possibly speak to the father-in-law first, just to get some clarity on what's going on? Let us know. Ollie, don't go anywhere. Let us know your thoughts. 8:21:22. What do you think Ollie should do? We'll have more in just a bit. Ollie needs your help this morning.
I need somebody.
We spoke to him earlier.
Not just anybody.
He really does need your help.
You know I need someone.
He's back with us. Morning, Ollie.
I really do need your help.
I'm just going to praise you briefly, Ollie's situation. He believes that he found messages on a mobile that may suggest or may not that his father-in-law might possibly be having an affair. Is that pretty much in a nutshell, right?
That's pretty much it. That's it.
Now, obviously, jumping to conclusions can cause big problems, right? Joanne,
if your mother-in-law is so happily banding around this mobile phone, she's probably lent it to someone else, or she may have even used it herself. So Helen might be a female friend of hers.
Like you're thinking.
Or she might have lent it to one of your wife's siblings. So I think you are jumping to massive conclusions.
You've got to draw the long bow on this one.
But these messages are quite recent, though.
Well, then someone's borrowed the phone recently.
Yeah, has his father-in-law just got a new phone?
Well done, Sherlock.
Has he just got a new phone? Yeah, but has he just got a new phone or something? Is that why he stopped using this one? Ollie?
Yeah, I think that's the story, yeah.
Let's go to Graham. He's on the phone. Morning, Graham.
Good morning.
What do you think Ollie should do, Graham?
I think he should wait for the wedding anniversary party to see if Helen's there and maybe speak to her and assess the situation.
How would he know, Graham, who she was?
Oh, I'd go around and I'd find her.
Right. She'd be the one that's texting.
I'd introduce myself.
Right, okay, that's an interesting point. That's I understand, okay. but a lot of people saying that he should confront the father-in-law and take it up with the father-in-law, but I'm not sure what they'd say. What do we got in the text?
There's a complete mix. Actually, do you know what? Gary from Stanmore says, just, I wouldn't get involved, personally. Sounds right. Like an EastEnders storyline.
Sure. That would be my, that's me. Just hide somewhere. hope, go under the duvet, hope it goes away. That's what
Oh, I don't want to know about this. Isabel from Croydon, she suggests, give the woman a call, ask her who she is. You might as well be upfront about it. That's quite brave.
Yeah, you see, but it does seem to be that we have a consensus, which does seem to be, do not jump to any conclusions, Ollie, and...
What about speaking to the father-in-law?
Speak to the father-in-law. Are you prepared to do that? Would you go and talk to the father-in-law himself?
I quite like the advice of do nothing.
Right. You're a man after my own heart. Listen, Ollie, we're out of time, sadly, but listen, I hope we've been some help this morning.
Yeah, you've helped me very much. Thank you very much,
Best of luck.